A new web service promises data-rich answers to your real human questions. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Don't call Wolfram Alpha a search engine, says its creator, mathematician and physicist Stephen Wolfram. Call it a computational knowledge engine. Wolfram Alpha will allow users to pose questions in human terms. How many girls born in 1990 were named Maria, for example? Then it searches vast amounts of data to provide an answer. The site was demoed earlier this week and is expected to make its public debut in a few weeks. Frederick Laudinois writes for technology news site Read Write Web.
Well, if you think of Wolfram Alpha as a kind of search engine, unlike Google, what it does is it doesn't search for websites or pictures or videos, but it tries to give you concrete answers to a question. So think you're searching for something like information about Hurricane Bob. If you go to Google, it would give you a page maybe on the National Weather Service or, you know, somebody's blog. But if you type that question into Wolfram Alpha, it's going to tell you, well, this hurricane started at this date. It's going to give you a graph where how it moved through the Pacific or Caribbean. It'll give you very concrete information about a question you might have.
So please give me an example of another question you might ask Wolfram Alpha and what kind of results you might get.
One example, for example, would be to look at census data from a town, for example. Let's say you want to know how many males live in Boston today. And that's a question that Wolfram Alpha could easily answer just because it's got all this data from the Census Bureau, for example. Or you want to know what the tide is. When is it high tide in a specific city on the Pacific coast? And Wolfram Alpha knows about that kind of information. You can compute that information.
What is the technological leap here, if any?
Well, the technological leap is that what Wolfram Alpha does is it looks at an enormous amount of data, a lot of it which is not necessarily publicly available. And what it can do is it can compute an answer. So it cannot just tell you here are five pages where you can find the answer, but it can actually give you the answer, based on all this knowledge and your question. And that's actually quite incredible if you think about it.
That's Frederick Laudinois of technology news site Read Write Web. Google this week announced a new data searching service that looks somewhat like Wolfram Alpha, but any comparison is difficult until Wolfram Alpha becomes public later this month. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.